Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have another wonderful program where we have healings, do a lot of sample healings from the Lightship. These are all instantaneous healings to help everyone listening. And we'll just start off here with just a brief estimation of what the Lightship is. It comes here once every 2,000 years. If you are the first-time listener to the program, just go to the Bible and take out where Jesus said Father and put in Lightship, Creation Lightship there, and you'll get a much better understanding of what you're dealing with, how it's presented 2,000 years later. And basically, Jesus transmitted people to the Lightship, and with that process, they were actually having healings. And there are many spirits from the Lightship in his body. I was the one doing the healing, so every healing that Jesus did on this on the earth plane here, of the different lifetimes that he was in, and I was in 8 of his lifetimes, and he did 12 of these. Who was in his lifetime on the other 4, I don't know at this particular moment as I'm talking, but there's also other people. One person that we know about in this lifetime who was doing the mission, the humanitarian mission, for humanity was Princess Diana. So her spirit was in the body of Jesus. So that's just the way it is. I don't have any other information on the other people that came in or the other spirits, but his body was like a vessel for the Lightship to use to bring forth the teachings of ascension and the teachings and, you know, along with healing so that people could do the ascension process, which is why he came here. And again, the Lightship is here, and likewise, we do a lot of healing work with people, and this is not extraterrestrial energy. You may understand that instantly as I'm talking here. The Lightship very possibly created the extraterrestrials that might be doing work down here now, but this is pure divine energy, and if you're going to choose to do the ascension with your body, this is where you want to connect. The extraterrestrials basically don't have a clue of what's going to happen. They may help you out some way, hopefully, and not attach you to the dark side. But the Lightship is pure light, and there's nothing else that's going to give you pure light energy. And this is why their healings work instantaneously, because they have your blueprint. It's not available anywhere else. So here we go. We're going to do some entity releasing. And I'd like you to bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And this light being will be energized. We'll bring in the male doctors this time again. We did this on the last show, I believe. Normally, we always bring in the females. So the males are here now. And they're very strong. And there happens to be 3 of them that come through. And here they come. So I just want you to be there in peace for a minute. And I'll do some entity work with you. So just relax. And we'll just have some silence here so you can experience watching the light being get energized. And we'll first bring in the first male energy. And it'll be here within the next probably 10, 15 seconds. And you might just watch it here. And very, very nice. Coming through. Wow, this one's strong. Okay. And he's in fully now. And we'll just ask him to step aside a little bit here. There we go. And we'll bring in the number 2 male light beam. That's going to be helping us out this evening. And here he comes. So you're actually feeling the spirit energy of these beings from the Lightship directly to you. They're not coming through any other energies coming down here. They're not coming through any densities. They're pure light as you see them now. Here's this one here coming through. Beautiful. Each one will have a little different vibration. Remember, they're all different spirits, and they do hold a little different frequency, but they're all pure light. And, okay, ask this one to kind of step aside here. We'll have him go to the right side here a little bit, and the other one's on the left side, and now we'll bring number 3 in here. And, oh, boy, very, very nice. Okay, and you're going to be feeling these in your heart center. And maybe through your whole body. The light only works with the heart energy, does not work with the mind. So if you're looking at this with kind of puzzled, squinting eyes, trying to figure out what's happening, it won't be there. There's no way that the mind can even understand heart energy. So here we go. And beautiful. They're here now to help us release these entities from us. So sit back and relax. And here goes the entities that are in our bodies, the ones that we can get rid of anyway. These are emotional bodies that people have passed on, and they're leaving us right now. And they'll be out of us in about a half a minute. They're very quick at what they do. And we're getting ready now to bring back more of you into your body. So we're collecting the spirit fragments, if you would, that left you. You could call it soul fragments on the light ship. We just talk about spirit. Everything is spirit energy. There's no delineation between maybe the hierarchies or different energies that's there. Everything is pure spirit. This is why in the light ship they created everything out of its own particular 12 source energies. And every energy is very special, unique to itself, but it is connected in the oneness with that divine energy. And that's not to say that you are like a rock, because a rock is divine energy too. You are individual and special, and you cannot connect to any other vibration but your physical body along with your spirit energy, which is very unique. So here we go. And again, the light only works in the now. Anything that is not in the now is not of the light. And then you're in time, and when you're in time, then you're working with energies that are typically the dark side energies. And the dark side energies really don't want you to work with heart energy. And the darkness wants you to be in time. And in the time energies is where you experience your traumas and situations in your life, which take you away from the divine energies of oneness with yourself and the oneness of the divinity of who you are. Remember, everybody that's listening here, that your spirit is completely divine. You never lose that. Your spirit is always with you, and your spirit is not ranked. There's no such a thing as like spiritual hierarchy. Even if you've been here longer than others, your spirit still carries that same beautiful love energy. So we're going to bring more of you back into your body. Remember the difference, the reason why you left and why you're not whole and complete in your body is because of experiencing negativity, experiencing judgment, and all these kind of boil down to having traumas and situations of helping your body heal. So here we go. I'm going to bring you more into your body. Coming in, so I'll just count to 10 as you come into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. So I'd like you all just to kind of sit back, relax, feel your spirit energy here. This is actually you coming forth at a much stronger level in your body. Most people are 20% in their body with their spirit. When you're first born, you're 100. So the other part of you actually physically left your body because it couldn't handle the negativity on the earth plane here. Somebody asked me a question about what if someone commits suicide? Are they still going to be able to, in a sense, be saved or something like that? And yes, what happens is that person who may have done that or people in the past, it's just too hard for them to be here. The light ship does not judge you on how you choose to leave, whether you leave with a physical death or not. Just from old age, it makes no difference. Your spirit still is divine energy, and you're put back into oneness again. So there's no judgment on whatever happens. In fact, there's no judgment on anybody on the earth plane here even if they did really bad deeds here, because that's not the spirit doing that. It's the energy that takes over the body to do this problem. The spirit is still divine energy. And whether or not the spirit can connect to the person's personality, the ego self, and it's up to the person to do that. So if the spirit is not in connection, then naturally the mind energy, the darkness takes over, and the person can do awful things. But the spirit does not connect with the body. Some people talk about really negative people throughout our history who've done awful things. Just for instance, like Hitler will say, people think that or believe that he's going to go to hell forever. Well, that's just the body, the entities were in there doing this here. His spirit is just as divine as yours, just that he was unable to connect with that. And this is true with everyone else. So remember, it's the entities, and it's the dark side programming. It's the dark side implants going off, how much people are taken over by the darkness, and how much they're disconnected from their spirits. And this presents a problem, which is why humanity is in the state of affairs that it is. So I guess I'll just turn it over to you, Sylvia, if you're out there in cyberspace somewhere. So, Sylvia, are you there? And tonight is the night for questions about the light ship. So if you want to ask about healings, how they work, etc., just get on the BBS Fast Chat. You can click on it underneath the light beam there, and we'll be able to answer some of your questions. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, hi, and yes, I'm here, and welcome to everyone. It's great to be here with you. It's Wednesday evening. Like Ron said, we're going to be talking about the light ship and also doing some sample healings. And I'm sure you're all enjoying this beautiful divine energy that's coming through the light being on your monitor screen very strongly tonight, and it's wonderful to watch. I'm sure many of you have seen actual changes in the picture, the colors, the way the light radiates from the face, and also some of you may have seen the differences in the three different energies as they came in. So if you'd like to share anything that you saw or felt during that process, then please go ahead and put that on the Fast Chat. I see we have Kyle has mentioned that he felt his body heat up and had tons of light energy coming into him. And that's something that happens a lot of times with healing. So you might experience that warmth or other sensations as that healing starts to happen. And you can request, you know, telepathically communicate with the light being doctors there. And if you have a specific request, something that you'd like them to work on. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the healings that the light beings do, that the light ship does through Ron or with Ron. And those are particular healings that help us deal with life and the different things that happen to us while we're here. And as we've talked about before, we have invisible energetic bodies that kind of protect us, acting sort of like a sponge to absorb the negative energies that we are bombarded with or that we sometimes get, you know, overloaded with. And it's important to actually clean these invisible energetic bodies out because they do get full of gunk and just overloaded with density from the trauma and drama of life. So we'll talk about some of those clearings. Like Ron said, if you have any questions, go ahead and ask them on the Fast Chat. And I guess we'll start with the one that Ron talks about many times as being the most important one to deal with, and that is the emotional body. And I'll just turn it back over to you, Ron, to talk about the emotional body and to run us through a sample clearing of that. So over to you.
Okay, so what we have when we do the whole life clearings, this is what we call it, for this lifetime, these whole life clearings are three healings in one. So it's like three separate healing sessions wrapped up into one. These heal your spirit and your physical body and also the body that's invisible that is corrupted, we'll say, or contaminated with too much density. And when that density gets overloaded, then it comes into our physical body. And when it does this, naturally, these densities come into our body and cause our illnesses. So if you notice, a young baby is very full of life energy with its spirit. That's why they look so vibrant. But then as they start to age, you notice that the light in their eyes tend to leave, which means that they left their body through and because of traumas and situations in their life, which is basically judgment energies being perpetrated on them. And the judgment could be like a spanking or being scolded or, you know, yes and no, you know, stop and go, stuff like this here. And all of a sudden their little spirit gets traumatized from being here. And they may even start taking on entities as the spirit leaves. So all of a sudden, many of you probably have noticed as your children go to school, starting off with maybe they were sheltered by you. You gave them all the love that you naturally wanted to give, and they were very nice. And in the first week of school, or going to maybe a babysitter's house or preschool or something, your child comes back and picks up habits of other people, slash and entities, and all of a sudden your child is not who it used to be. And that's what happens. So unfortunately, we start losing ourselves very quickly, and this is just the way kind of life is here. So as you get older, you're full of all this judgment, and this judgment then is emotional. And remember, the dark side lives on this emotional trauma, so they want to give you all the trauma that they can possibly give you, as much as possible, to live on you as an energy vampire. And there's many extraterrestrials doing this here, so we're like their food source. And for them, in a positive way, they like that and they need that, but from us, it's very negative because they keep implanting us with these traumas, and our body has it stored inside of it. So remember, we're living the life of our ancestors, and they're full of traumas too, full of judgment, and this is what we need to release out of us for ascension. And that's kind of it in a nutshell. So basically, we don't have a chance here. Let's just start cleaning yourself out to live a better life, and you have to get rid of those traumas. So one of these things is the emotional healing, and this works for this lifetime. And I start off with your current age, whenever that would be, in that particular moment. Maybe the light only works in the now. And it goes back throughout this lifetime to your conception. And during this session, we release all these energies out of you that's causing you traumas. And this is about a 95% healing for almost everybody as far as emotional traumas. You feel much better afterwards. There are people who have had a fuller plate, or the plate is overflowing, spilling over with these densities, so they may need to have a little bit more work done to them. But for most people, like I said, 95% of the people, this healing is like the it. This clears up their life, they feel better afterwards, and they can move on without being afraid to live life. And all the stuff around them that they're dealing with, they can change and start a brand new life, being reborn again of the spirit, because the spirit now is healed. So we're going to do a sampling here. And I'm going to go back to a time here. I'm going to go back, we'll just say 1 month ago. So I'd like you to think of a trauma that you had during this last month. I don't normally do it this way, only because the light ship cannot handle and give you a really good validation, because you could have a similar trauma maybe a couple thousand times. So just releasing one of these traumas may not be as effective for you. That's why I normally just go back a few days in your life. We're going to try this here and just see if you've had some relief. So I want you to think of one of these particular experiences that you can think about in the last month that really comes up and you wish that it didn't happen to you. And think of it right now, and we're going to release it from you. And like I said, this healing may not work completely, only because you may have tons and tons of stuff like an iceberg underneath you. And this is why the light ship has to work for your whole lifetime. So here we go. Just think of something here. It will work to a certain extent. So here we go. I don't want to sound like it won't work, because it does work. So sixth chakra, we're going to clear that out for you here, this one trauma that you've experienced. It could be anything. The light ship doesn't care if it's an easy one or a hard one. It's all the same. Trauma is trauma. And some people are more sensitive to situations than others. And the more sensitive you are to that particular trauma, the more you need it done, because you probably had it more in your life and you're overly stimulated and sensitive toward a particular energy. Okay, fifth chakra now, we're working on that now. And you might feel energies move out of your chakra system here. And these chakra clearings is only about 1% of what's really happening. But remember, we have a mind, and as I communicate this with you, you're able to kind of focus on this energy, thinking that something is happening. And number four, I could just click my finger and it would be done instantly. But some people like to feel the experience happening. So here we go. This is number four. Okay. A lot of energy there for some of you here. Good. Number three, power chakra. And again, if you have any questions about light ship healing, just type them in on the fast chat here, and we'll try to answer the question that you may be presenting us here. And it needs to be about how maybe the light ship works with their healing, so people can understand more fully the extent of what they do. There we go. This is why we do sample healings, to show you that these work instantaneously. And there we go. Now we're going to second chakra. Quite a bit on the power chakra there. That's kind of like force of will. Personal power. There we go. Okay, and first chakra, this is kind of how you view life here. Second chakra, I just see as your creativity. Some people will call it sexuality, but I see it as creativity here, how you're able to create different things in your life here. Okay, there we go. So Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you, and you should be able to look at a situation now, and I'd like you all to do that here, and just see how you feel. Back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, so if you had a particular thing that you were thinking of before the clearing, now just kind of scan that and take a look at that, and you should probably notice a change in that, lightening or a relief or release of that. You might feel as though you're looking at it like it was maybe somebody else's movie, where it happened to you, but the emotional reaction that you felt before is no longer there. So we have a few questions on the fast chat, Ron, and maybe we can bring up a few of those and then go back to another sample. So we have a question about what you were talking about at the beginning of the hour when you mentioned that when Jesus was doing his healings, how different light beings would come into his body to assist with the healings. And we had a question about kind of why that would happen, like especially in regards to what you've talked about only having your spirit energy present in your body, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Let's see. To understand this more fully, is the person, you think, asking why did Jesus have more than one spirit in his body to do his spiritual mission here when we only have one? Is that what I understand you're saying, Sylvia?
Yeah, I think that's what the question refers to.
Okay. So the body of Jesus was basically purified to allow light beings to come into his body. Now, light beings don't incarnate. They just come in. And so these light beings, which was quite a few of them, came in for specialized, a special role to help humanity. And this is why he had more than one spirit from light in his body. Now, so his body was designed for that. Your body is not designed for that. Your body is just a human body, and you have a spirit that goes out to the universe to experience life and to experience the divine energy. So this is what you were doing and are doing now on this earth plane. And wherever you've been to, in other maybe locations, dimensions, or whatever, experiencing the energies of light is what you have chose to do and why you were created for that. And so on every, say, planet, we'll just give that example, there is a or many divine beings that come in from the light ship to teach and talk about ascension, to allow those physical bodies to do the ascension. So it's not just here, it's everywhere. And it's up to the individual body to take on spirit energy to do the ascension. So this is what happens. It's not just happening here, it's happening everywhere. So Jesus did have many light beings in his body, the physical body of Jesus, to be able to do many things. And this is why this happened. Back to you.
Okay, great. So now you talked about the ascension, and we did have a question about the ascension, which is about the ascension that happened 4,000 years ago, which we may need to kind of tell people about why there wasn't one 2,000 years ago. But the one that happened 4,000 years ago, the question is, at that time when we went through the universal shift, did all the darkness go from the earth at that point?
I'm sure that it probably left, but the people did not get or understand because they were taken by the dark side to parallel universes. And in this dark universe, the people left from here, and when the ascension time happened, your spirit was not on the earth plane to do the ascension with your body. And then when the universe got turned back on again, and the earth spirit decided to stay here for an additional 2,000 years, which is almost over, we'll say, the people were given another chance because they just were not up to the spiritual understanding to save their body. Remember, this event is to save the physical life form. This is the gift of every life form that's created. And every 2,000 years, that life form has a chance to have immortality, so to speak. So it's up to you to understand that. And this is where we are right now, at the very tail end, going into ascension. So just smiling good and being a good person is not going to help, because you must release your cellular memory. This is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago. And this is the reason why the light ship is here again, for the same exact process. So the earth spirit, you know, chose to come back for another cycle of 2,000 years with the same density. The darkness came in again. And this is where we are right now, dealing with the dark energies. And the people who are awakened, which are unfortunately very few, are possibly going to do the ascension. So it's up to you to come forth yourself to do this process. And it's up to you to understand that this is a gift. And, how much do you love your body to do the ascension? So back to you again, Sylvia.
Okay, so just one quick question about this coming weekend. We had someone asking if the light infusion chamber is going to be at the workshops that you're doing at the ARA Center.
The light infusion chamber, no. That's going to be, we're going to another event. So the light chamber will be up and running this coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It'll be in Philadelphia. And that will be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. And you can check it out on the net if you wish. Just type in BMS Expo, EXPO.com, and it'll come right up for you. And it'll be a 3-day event. We'll have the light chamber up. You can experience this here. And it's going to be just another event that people can have this wonderful healing from the light ship. And what this is going to do for the people who come into the light chamber, it will be their first time, if this is the first time in the chamber, that their physical body, their physical DNA, would ever have light put back into it again, because the extraterrestrials that created you did not offer the light frequencies, because they took them out of us. And this is why people have been, so to speak, looking for DNA attunements, trying to find more light frequencies. And unfortunately, all the DNA attunements that have been done by the Galactic Federation energies are not the same, and they will do nothing for you as far as the ascension process. But the light chamber will do this. People feel wonderful the first time in. It's great. We do a lot of people. The price on it is $20 for the first 5-minute session. And why it's only 5 minutes, that's all that you need. That's all the body can really take. It's very strong energy. And then from there, if you wish to work on yourself more, which most people do, then we do 4 sessions for $50. So you first pay your $20, and then if you like it, then you can pay additional $30 and have 3 additional healing sessions in the light chamber. And for the people who really want to work on themselves, then we do an unlimited amount for $100. And these are the people who typically would come maybe on typically Friday or maybe just the weekend. And they'll come in and out of it maybe a dozen times or so. And I like people to come into the chamber and then maybe go out and walk around for about 10 or 15 minutes, let the energy integrate, and they come back in again. And if you've been in the chamber, you know what I'm talking about. There's nothing like it. And you start becoming light. Your densities in you get released. And this is the first time here on this planet for doing this process. And, you know, if you want to really love yourself enough and you're in the area, definitely come to this expo and experience the light chamber. There is nothing like it on this planet. And it's from source energy. And I'll just talk a little bit further here. What we have here is a lot of energies that are around, the God energies. I talked about that on my panel, the Strange Universe panel at the New Life Expo in New York here. So if you, it's on quest.tv. So if you wish to type that in, it'll be up sometime here. I don't know how soon, maybe within the next week. So it's www.quest.tv. And I saw it listed there on the left side of the screen. I think it was on their home page, but it's not loaded up completely there. So go to the Strange Universe panel on on the second day, number 2, and I'm talking on that. And I brought forth the information about the God plane energy. So I'll just describe that to all of you in case you're wondering. The God plane energy is the Galactic Federation's energy. That's the energy that they gave us in duality here with false gods, which are extraterrestrial. So all churches pray to these false gods, which connect you to the dark side of the extraterrestrial energies. So right away you may be scratching your head if you're the first-time listener saying, what's Ron talking about? Well, the first thing is that the divine energy, which is the creation light ship, doesn't need you to pray to it. You're already divine. You already have the divinity inside of yourself. It doesn't need you to, you know, pray to it. It doesn't need your energy whatsoever. You're already connected. And so the God plane energy is the duality energy, the dark side energy, which is in time. This is your collective consciousness that people talk about. It's not a really divine energy. There's information there if you tune into it. But this is all extraterrestrial energies that is with the mind. And the light ship only works in the moment. This is divine energies in the moment. And this is how the light works. There's no predetermined future. And so what they did, they brought forth this God plane energy, good and evil. And we resonate to that. And they taught everyone to eliminate their spirit, in a sense, not to go to that, to pray to something outside of yourself. And so the churches basically do this quite often. And like somebody asked me a question at one of my lectures, I mentioned about the Catholic Church, how the people pray to Mother Mary because Jesus is so overloaded, they go to her first, and then she also, then from there, I believe, contacts Jesus. So it kind of makes sense, you know, on the physical level. And then the person asked me, well, what if Mother Mary is too busy? Then what happens? You know, so anyway, that's kind of comical. But you already have it with you. You don't have to go to anybody. This is what Jesus taught. He knew about the extraterrestrials. He knew about the trap of the mind. He knew about these dark side beings, and not to pray outside of yourself, not to go and give your energy away and have your spirit, your soul stolen out of your body, which is what happens when you pray to these things. So on the panel, I brought up the scenario about pray, P-R-A-Y, which means that you're asking for something outside of yourself to help you when you do a prayer. Now, if you go to the dictionary and you also look up the same word, which is pray, which is P-R-E-Y, you can get an understanding that when you pray for something outside of yourself, then you are prey to that energy. So you're corded, linked to that, and that's not good. So whatever you pray to, you become prey. And this is what happens, because you're connecting yourself to an energy outside of yourself, and then you're at the control of it through possibly mind implants, cordings, and everything else that you don't even want to think about that can happen to you. So you want to definitely stay with your own intensity, your own spiritual energy, which is pure divine. So, you know, don't pray outside of yourself. You don't need to pray. You're already connected. Connect to your heart center and ask your spirit for your particular question. Get an answer. And it's already with you. You don't have to look outside of yourself. So you want to always connect to yourself and never go outside. This is the teachings of Jesus. The kingdom is within. And that's all that you really need to know. You know, one book, one page, and that one page will say, you know, go within. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so just to clarify then, so this weekend there are the workshops and seminars at the ARE Center in New York in Manhattan for anybody that's interested in those who maybe is not able to go to Philadelphia for the other expo. And there will be, I think, a series of four different workshops or something like that over the weekend or the following week.
Yes, I have a workshop on Saturday from 1 to 4. Then we have one on Monday and Tuesday and the following Friday. And that's the ARE Center in Manhattan. It's on 30th Street. And if you're around, come to it. People always ask me, which to me seems strange, but they say, well, which one's the best one to go to? Well, the Light Ship is there continuously doing healings on everybody. So each workshop is basically kind of geared according to what you need to know. It doesn't matter, even if I said the exact same words on each individual lecture or workshop, like just on this radio program, you are getting divine energy continuously put into you. Once you walk into that door and or once you're on this radio program, it is with you. So it doesn't matter what I'm talking about. The energy comes through the vibration of my voice, and you are connected to the Light Ship instantly, and you have these wonderful healings. So if you can come to all the workshops, I think it's $120 for all four. It's wonderful. So come to all of them if you possibly can, because each one is going to give you more information about your own divinity. And we go to the Light Ship during some of these here. I think all of them will be going to the Light Ship, maybe for a half an hour or so. We charge water, and it's just a great thing. You can ask all kinds of questions and have your whole belief system basically changed, because you start realizing that what you've been told in your lifetime really is not divine, and it's not what you really need to know. And then you find out that you've been lied to, and you notice that you have all of your hundreds of books in your metaphysical library that are not of a divine nature and do not hold these high-frequency energies in them, because they were transmitted, downloaded by the Galactic Federation to take you off your spiritual path, to dilute you from your own spiritual consciousness. And so this is what we do, is that we connect you to your own divinity inside of yourself. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. So let's get back to then the subject of the healings and the clearings. And you mentioned that the process of healing and the process also of being able to hold light frequency in the body has to do with first releasing the cellular memory, the imprinting of the different trauma or negative patterns that have imprinted into the cellular memory. So we were talking about some of the clearings that you do to release that cellular memory, and we talked about the emotional body, and I believe we had a request on the fast chat to talk about some of the newer clearings that you've been doing. So I know that recently you started one for the judgment body, so maybe we could talk about that one and a couple others. We still have about 10 minutes or so left.
If we'll do that here. So the judgment body is another body that gets overloaded, over-traumatized. So we'll do a clearing on that here for you. So sit back and relax. So we'll go back the last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you may feel energy leaving your body. Just tune into it, and you should feel a little lighter. Sometimes people actually feel physical pains leave them because you're holding on to really dense energies, making the body dense, which prevents the light from coming into you for healing. And the light is from your spirit. So this is why you want to clean out your body, to have this beautiful energy of healing from your spirit. We do many, many clearings. I'll just read off a couple. This is current lifetime. We do a pain and a fear, anger, victim, mental body, trauma, anxiety, sensory, sludge body. That's interesting. That's the one that the dark side connects you to. This is like a gunk around you, so that's why we call it sludge. So it's the way that they can come in and dilute your energy coming to you from your spirit. We have a cording a clearing, a people clearing. We have one for the infection body, one for objects that are corded to you. That kind of gets into like witchcraft and judgment from other people. Sometimes you have things that actually connect to you because you like it so much also. We have the sequential timing body. This puts you into current time throughout your whole lifetime. All these clearings go from when I started back to conception. So what it does, people who are maybe out of their body a lot, daydreaming or whatever, not home, we'll call that, you need to get everything back into alignment so that you're able to hold the spiritual integrity throughout your lifetime. And once that happens, then the past will not affect you as much with all of these bodies. That gets cleaned out. So the whole thing is getting yourself more into perfection, fine-tuning yourself. We have entities. We all know about entities, so we get them out of you every day of your life when we go back from this moment going back in time. We have earth cordings. Well, if you meditate, you may know that most meditations that are guided, people want you to ground to the earth. Well, all of a sudden, why do you want to ground to the earth? Why do you want to take on the earth trauma? You know, who started that process? Well, probably channeled information from their collective consciousness given to us by the ETs so that we can, again, dilute our spiritual awareness, our consciousness. And when you ground to the earth, then naturally you're diluting your spirit. You're bringing your spirit energy to the earth. And at that point, you're bringing up to yourself all the traumas that the earth has faced. And they don't tell you that. They just try to keep you separated from your own divinity because you're now connected to the earth, which is a whole different frequency than you are, which you don't want to do to begin with. Also, there's energies that people connect to, maybe grid lines, etc. So that helps to eliminate that too. We have the quarantine body healing. That's energies, different bodies that do not go to the light ship. Remember, if you have a contaminated body which is filled full of darkness, that does not go to the light ship. What goes to the light ship is your physical body and the bodies that are not corruptible for healing. And this is also why people don't have healings period, from the light ship or anywhere else, because their bodies are not in wholeness, and if the darkness attaches to them, then it needs to be cleansed out of it. So these bodies are worked with on that energy level, and those are normally associated with dark side energies. And then we have many other healings here. We can do a heart healing for people to integrate more heart energy into them. So we do many, many types of clearings. You can go to the website and actually read many of these here. After you have some of those, if you wish, remember, everybody has their own issues. Some people are born with not much at all because their parents and grandparents and through the generations really worked on themselves enough, so they're the kind of issue-freed. For the other people who did not evolve that way in consciousness from their ancestors, and if you have a lot of density, then you may need to have more healing. So we do what's called the seven generational clearing, which deals with your most current past lives, and these seven generations are what you're dealing with now on your plate in front of you. This is what is a major imprinting on you. These actually are what you're working with as far as your particular body healings. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. I'm going to elaborate on a few of those there.
Well, we have a request for a sample of the sensory body. So would you like to talk about that one and maybe do one more sample?
Sure. Okay, the sensory body is naturally your five senses, we'll say. There may be more to that, but we'll just deal with what we know about here. So here we go. This is how you understand and feel the energies around you. A lot of people get sensory overloaded. They can't go out to see people. Maybe they're afraid of the weather because the weather is too harsh for their body. Maybe they worry about psychic attacks from people. This is what I said. They don't want to go around people because of the people's energies. So they're maybe homebodies. So this may help you with that process. And just being overstimulated in a certain area. And at that point, you know that, and you can't live life fully because you can't do what people do down here with your life experience because you're traumatized. So here we go, a sensory body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a trauma body. Now, this body is for people who deal with traumas. So that's a person who feels like they have this black cloud over their head, and whatever they do, they wake up and they go, well, what's going to happen to me today? And sure enough, something happens. So this trauma body is probably what needs to be cleaned out because it's already overloaded, and whatever happens affects them greatly. Normally, the emotional body clearing takes this away, but there are people, like I said, who have, instead of a small plate in front of them, you know, they have the whole table full of stuff. So here we go. Trauma body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a pain body, and there are people who deal with chronic pain. This is going to help you with this here. These are all related to your physical body. So here we go, physical body pain clearing, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So again, kind of sample how your body's doing. Look at the situations that you dealt with, and you may feel some relief here. We have people who are in fear, so we'll do this clearing here. Remember, these are all judgment energies, with the way you look at it. The light did not create these. The dark side gave them to you as their gift. Thank you, Galactic Federation, to keep you in duality. So here we go, fear body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and yesterday cleared, or today cleared. We'll do another one here. This one here will be for anxiety. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do one with people who think they're a victim, okay? So here we go, victim body clearing, 5 days cleared, this is pretty heavy, 4 days cleared, wow, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we have a another clearing which is very similar. This I put underneath, I believe, the another heading on the website here, probably under additional clearings, but we're going to do one for people who are a martyr. So there might be one or two of you out there. Here we go, a martyr clearing. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And if anyone's listening out there and they got onto the site because they got referred to us by maybe a, say, a first contact site or extraterrestrial site or something, I have links in different ones here. We also do abduction clearings and healings. We take all the implants. These are the dark side energies, so that's available too. I don't do it on these shows here, but that's available. There's a clearing which has, it's very nice. It takes away your spirit barcode that the dark side gave you when you incarnated here. This is why you can't leave. You're tracked. And your spirit has like a tracking device on it. We'll just call it a barcode. This is how your spirit gets taken into parallel lives. And anyway, what I'll do next is switching gears here. That's just for information for you. We'll do a parallel life clearing. So again, this is the dark side energy. Light only gives you one life in the now. And the parallel life clearing is where they take you off into dark side universes. So here we go. I'll take you out of 10 of these here. Think of a physical body pain that you're dealing with. And from there, remember, these healings are to help your body heal for ascension. So here we go. You'll be taken out of these dark side universes. There's thousands of them. We'll take you out of 10. And this is another healing session that I do, but this will give you some relief. Think of an illness, a condition. Here we go. Taking your spirit out of these here. So number one, release from, two, release, three, release, four, release, five, release, six, release, seven, release, eight, release, nine, release, and 10, released. So your spirit on these lifetimes that it goes into, that you know nothing about, but it's the dark side universes, clone planets, clone bodies. Your spirit brings back to you the imprinting of all these lifetimes and comes into your body. This is your deja vu situation. So you're out of that. I'm going to do the same thing for your planets. Remember, you have a horoscope. So horror and scope, this is what we're dealing with here. This is the imprinting on your body, on your spirit, on how the planets are here, mind controlling you, and the mind control that you have is how you're supposed to run your life in this lifetime. So you're mind controlled by the planets, which are controlled more than likely by the negative dark side ETs, and they want you to do certain things in each lifetime. So this may make a better understanding for you when you read your horoscope of why you have a predestined lifetime. Here we go. Again, we'll take you out of 10 of these planets, disconnect them from you. And these normally attach to your body organs. So if you're very sensitive, you can actually feel them get released. So here we go again. First released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seventh released, eighth released, ninth released, and 10 released. So again, just take a mental note here. Do a body scan, see how you're feeling, and you may actually feel, you know, what's going on in your life here with these physical problems. So back to you, Sylvia. Time's kind of running down here.
Wow, well, that's amazing, amazing healing. So that's wonderful. We are at the end of the hour, so let's see, in case you didn't catch it, you can catch Ron at the ARE Center in Manhattan. Four different seminars coming up in the next week, or in Philadelphia at the Body Mind Spirit Expo this weekend. And if you'd like to connect with him for a private healing session, you can do so by contacting him on email or phone. The numbers and the information is listed on the website here. Just scroll down to the bottom of the page. And anything else you'd like to mention, Ron, before we sign off?
Yeah, remember that the light only works in the now. And when you're outside of the now, then you're in the darkness energy. You're in mind energy. And the mind energy was not created by the light. There's no such thing as the mind of God, but you do have the energy of your spirit, and the spirit can communicate with you. So your heart and your spirit does have a mind consciousness, which is the divine. Otherwise, you're using the mind of God, mind of duality, mind of the God plane, Galactic Federation, and that's your collective consciousness, which you don't want to connect to. That will take you away from your ascension process. This is why they are bringing forth this information now, the last probably 10 years, about mind energy, creating your parking place. Everybody's talking about that. The secret movie, you know, that people have bought, probably making people millions of dollars on that. But aside from that, you don't want to go there, because the mind is not of the light. And the light only works in the now, and you won't get mind controlled at all by going to the light frequencies in your heart. So blessings to all of you. Our next show will be on Friday, and hope to see you online. And blessings to all of you, and hope to see you if you're on the East Coast here at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. Bye, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.